But I don't want to get out of bed. Please just let me sleep for a little bit longer. Don't look at me like that. It was your idea to make this bed thingy, and if you don't want me to sleep in it for so long, then you shouldn't have made it so damn comfortable. Stop trying to get out of bed, silly. No, I won't let you leave me in bed all by myself. So stop struggling. The more you struggle, the tighter my arms get wrapped around you. There we go. Just go along with it. Can we just have one morning where we just lie in bed together and cuddle for a little? I mean, you've been working so hard on decorating the cave and making this bed and helping me make food, which I really appreciate. Thank you a lot. So don't you think that you deserve a break? Yeah, of course it's important that we take care of this place and that we hunt and make food and all that stuff, but we also have to take care of our mental health and not exhaust ourselves. We've been working so hard the past weeks, and I'm just so tired, both physically and mentally. And I'm pretty sure you are as well, right? Hey, I'm not gonna leave you alone, okay? Yes. So why don't we just take this day off and do something fun? You know, something a couple. I mean, something that friends do all the time. Come on, I promise it will be a lot of fun. Great. So, do you have any idea on what we can do on our day off? You know, now that your arms are recovered, why don't we go for a swim? I can show you the shores, or maybe we can just relax at the beach. Or if you wanted to go on a little adventure, we can explore the shipwreck. Yeah, I said shipwreck. A large ship has been wrecked on shores on the southern part of the island. It's been there for as long as I can remember now. I've always wanted to explore it, but most of it's above the water, so maybe you can have a look inside if you want to. Then it's settled. We will spend our free day exploring that ship. I didn't know you were the adventure type, but we learn new things about each other every day. Right now? Yeah, we can go right now, but why are you in such a hurry? A radio? What's that? So you say that you can use it to communicate with other humans? How does that work? Oh, it's another one of those human things that are too complicated to explain. You humans have a lot of those. You could use it to call for help and for someone to come and get you home to your city. Oh, that seems great, human. No, there's nothing wrong. I'm just a little... Never mind. Yeah, let's go. So here we are. This is the wreckage. As you can see, most of it's on land, so I can't really explore much. But you can probably explore the entire thing. Are you sure about this, human? I mean, are you sure about leaving now? I'm not gonna stop you if you wanna go home. That's your choice, and I shouldn't keep you against your wishes. Just know that the door is open for you to stay with me for as long as you want. Yes, I guess that family is important. And if you want to go be with them, then who am I to stop you? Just know that I'll always miss you. A lot. Now, go get that radio thingy of yours and see if you can call your family. Just be careful. I don't know how long this wreckage has been here for. It might collapse anytime soon, so don't make it collapse. Okay, human. Good luck. Oh, you're back already. Did you find it? Did you manage to get in contact with anyone? Are you trying now? Okay. That's so cool. Oh, what are they saying? Wait, your father's alive? That's wonderful news. Oh my God, I'm so glad to hear that. Oh, well, what else did they say? Oh, they're sending someone here to take you home? That's good, I guess. It's just, I'm gonna miss you. The little time we spent together was the best weeks in my entire life, and now that you're gonna leave, well, I don't think I'll be happy ever again. Come here. You give the best hugs in the entire universe. I'm gonna miss them. You know, there's always been this one thing I wanted to do with you, but I never had the time. But now that it's our last day together, I guess we should just do it. Why is your face red all of a sudden? Oh, I had no idea you had those thoughts about me. And here I went around thinking you just were a little innocent human. You must have a wild fantasy to imagine something like that. I don't even know how that would work. Oh, what? Am I embarrassing you? Oh my. If I knew teasing you would be this fun, I would have done it since day one. Your face gets so red, it's so adorable. But no, it's not that. It's a surprise. Just come with me and I'll show you. And just lie down here and close your eyes. Yes, on the sand, of course. Just like that. Hey, I said keep your eyes closed. That means no peeking. There we go. I'm finished now. Oh, you look so cute. Yeah, you can open your eyes. I built you your own mermaid tail out of sand. Do you like it? You love it? Thank you. You look so adorable in it. You have no idea. I'm gonna miss you a lot. Especially these moments where we just stare into each other's eyes. These past weeks with you have been the best time in my life, and I want you to know that I have really enjoyed your company. Seeing you go will be a bummer, to say the least, but at least you'll be with your family, so you'll be happy, and honestly, that's all that matters to me. As long as you're happy, I'm happy, especially now that your father's home. I can't imagine how excited you are to finally see him again. I still remember that one night when you broke into tears into my lap because you missed him so much. And I just stroked your hair and told you that everything was going to be fine. And, well, wouldn't you know it, everything did turn out fine. So I guess what I am trying to say is that I'm happy that I met you. And I'm glad to hear that you'll rejoin your family soon. You'll never forget me. Thank you so much. I'm happy to hear that. I'll never forget you either. I'll probably think about every day for the rest of my life. You know, starting now. God, I wish we can spend more time together. 1 month just goes by so quickly when you're having the time of your life. There's one more thing I wanted to say before you left. You know what? Never mind. No, it was nothing important. Was that your stomach? I can hear that you're hungry. But I am too. We should get back to the sea cave and get ourselves some dinner. Sadly, you'll have to get out of your mermaid sand tail. And sand gets in every single nook and corner of the body, so you should probably go out there and clean away the sand of your body. I'll just wait here until you're done, and then we can swim back. Just be quick. We should get back to the sea cave before the sun goes down. I don't want us to swim around in the dark. That's when the sharks usually hunt. God, I can't believe he'll be leaving tomorrow. There's so much I want to do with him. Why can't I just tell him about my feelings? I just want to say it, but every time I try, it's almost as if I lose the ability to speak. All I can do is leave hints, and that doesn't seem to work. I need to tell him before he leaves forever, but I just can't manage to say it. I wish he can stay for at least a little longer. Maybe I could make him stay. What if I just denied him the ability to leave? And tied him up for good measures. Until he would see how much I love them. And maybe if I kept him here long enough, maybe he would start loving me back. No! What am I saying? That's literally insane. He's not just some object that I can take and keep for myself. He's a free living creature, and if he wants to live and leave, then that's his choice, not mine. Something drastic must happen for me to go down that path. Wait. Something's not right. The water's acting weird. Don't tell me that something's here. Wait, I think I can see it over there. Oh God. Oh God, that must be the biggest squid I've ever seen in my entire life. I need to go warn the human right now. Human. Please get back here. There's no time to explain. Just swim towards me now. You're doing good. Just keep swimming. No! Oh God. Just pulled the human underwater. Oh my God. Let the fucking abomination take my lovely human away from me. The fucking squid's gonna regret taking my human when I rip its eyes out. Don't worry. I'm on my way to help you.